Oscar Wilde, 1854 to 1900. Oscar Wilde was the founder of the aesthetic movement in English literature. Aestheticism was an attitude to art as well as to life. On the whole, aestheticism was an expression of the crisis of bourgeois values, both artistic and moral. But at the same time, aestheticism was a rebellion against the hideous conditions and tastes and conventional art of the time. Such an attitude appealed greatly to Wilde, who became leader of the English aesthetic school. Following the French aestheticists, whose strong influence he experienced, Oscar Wilde proclaimed "Art for art's sake" as the motto of his school. The exponents of the aesthetic school claimed the supremacy of art over life. Wilde used to say, "Life imitates art far more than art imitates life. Literature anticipates life. It doesn't copy it, but molds it to its purpose." Wilde had a false understanding of the proper aim of art. For him, beauty was the supreme pleasure of life. The only aim of art, according to Wilde, was to create beauty. So he defined art as a kind of lying, the telling of beautiful untrue things, and the artist as a liar, whose purpose was to charm, to delight, to give pleasure. Wilde failed to see that art is called to serve life, that life and life only gives birth to art. Wilde didn't believe that art should influence and improve morals. There is no such thing as a moral book or an immoral book. Books are well written or badly written. That is all. All art is quite useless, he says in his preface to The Picture of Dorian Gray. Thus, there are many false points in Wilde's aesthetic theory. But whatever he wrote about the independence of art from life, his own art as well as his theory was the product of life, of its ugly and hideous conditions. Wilde placed literature before all the other arts. Following his theory that the artist's aim is to create beauty, Wilde paid the greatest attention to style in his writing. For him, words had in themselves, and apart from their meaning, a beauty and value of their own. That is why he was so particular about his choice of words. Yet we must recognize that from the point of view of style, his writing is perfect. We cannot help admiring it when we read his fairy tales. There is one interesting thing about these tales. Though Wilde tried to separate art from life, life does penetrate into them. For all Oscar Wilde's theories, his fairy tales are of ethical value too. As he tells his beautiful untrue tales, we realize that he values the beauty of good sayings and doings. His heroes even give up their beauty for the sake of good doings, as the Happy Prince or the Star Child do. And whenever the author wishes to honor virtue, he honors it with beauty. Thus one can see that Wilde's practice often differs from his theory. One can trace the same inconsequence of Wilde while studying the novel The Picture of Dorian Gray. When the book appeared in 1891, press comments described it as a dangerously immoral and poisonous book. Readers found in the book something quite alien to their conventional expectations, as Wilde had shifted the approved viewpoints, and even more, he had turned them inside out. In the preface to the book, Wilde declared his aesthetic principles, which he meant his book to prove. Wilde the writer, however, often refutes Wilde the theorist. To reveal art and to conceal the artist is art's aim, Wilde says. Yet one can easily see that there is much of Wilde himself in his book, which reveals both his strength and his weakness as a writer. The book is complex in character. It is a strange mixture of the real and the unreal. The picture of Dorian Gray is the most lifelike thing he ever wrote, but at the same time, it is utterly unlike life.